兄姊妹，我们先请读两处的圣经。
Let's turn to two Bible passages.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章五到八。
Ephesians chapter 2, 5 to 8.
以弗所书第二章五到八节，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians 2:5-8. Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves.It is the gift of God.
请注意一下，这边出现过两次，你们得救是本乎恩。
Pay attention that it appeared twice that we are saved by grace.
当然在第七节又讲到他极丰富的恩典要赐给我们，并且让它显明出来。
Of course, in verse 7, it talks about the exceeding riches of his grace.In his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
然后再请看约翰福音第一章。
And then let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word was made flesh.And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
然后十六跟十七节。
And then 16 and 17.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.For the law was given by Moses, and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
好，弟兄姊妹，我有一点点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你，是吧？你实在是那位施恩的主。
Lord, we come and thank you. You are the God who gives us grace.
我们今天在你面前把我们的心敞开。
Today we come before you and open our hearts.
是吧？求你再次用你的恩慈在那里覆庇我们。
That by your grace and kindness hold us up.
好像我们里面主啊，实在是被你的爱所充满。
That in us we will be filled by your love.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
那个，在前一阵子的时候，当我思想到要扎根要补课。
When I was thinking about being rooted and taking remedial lessons.
就。突然心里面就有这句话，就是我们得救是本乎恩。
Then this word was in my heart that we are saved by grace.
当然在中文里面有点像是那个本啊，就是像根本的感觉，根本的意思。
In Chinese it talks about like it's foundational.
对，像 foundation， 像 root 那样。所以那个给我一个感觉，就是我们今天信主呢，要能够有稳固的根基。必须要认识主是一位施恩的主。
And so today, when we believe and we want to have a firm foundation, we need to know the Lord is the foundation.
那我越多思想的时候，我就觉得这个恩典呢，是我们当然肯定是我们信主的根基。
And then when I think about it, of course, the grace is the foundation of our belief.
好像也是我们认识主呢，并且在主里面成长的一个基础。
And it is also the foundation of our knowing the Lord and growing in Him.
所以当我们越多的领受这恩典，越多认识这恩典的时候呢，我们发现我们在主里面就更加的能够坚固不摇动。
And the more we know about this grace, the more stable and firm we are.
所以比如说当我们信主的时候，如果一个人，一个信主的人，他那时候对主的恩典有蛮深的感触的话，他信主应该是蛮确定的。
For a person, when they first believe and they have a real firm foundation on the grace, then they will be very stable.
所以就有一个有趣的事情，就在早期的中国的时候，他们弟兄姊妹信主，有时候他们说某某人被某某人厉害的信主。
In the early days in China, they said that someone believed really firmly in the Lord.
就是说你信主就信主，为什么要那么厉害呢？就已经信主了嘛。
Of course you believe. Why do they have to add that expression of being so real and firm?
对，所以这边给我一个感觉，当一个人信主的时候，当他越体会主的那个怜悯恩典的时候呢，你发现他的信主那里面呢，那个根基是越确定。
If they really sense that mercy and grace of the Lord, then they're more firm.
然后很多时候，当我们在成长跟随主的过程当中
，in our growth and following the Lord，
然后越认识主的恩典呢，很多时候能够帮助我们更快的越过一些的关卡。
The more we know of His grace, the easier for us to go through hurdles.
对，等一下会提一些例子。
And we will talk about examples later on.
所以那个当保罗在以弗所的时候呢，他这是一个很高的一个启示的一本书。
We know that Paul in Ephesians received very high revelation.
但他仍然提醒我们说，我们的得救的根本呢，根基呢是在那个恩典。
And yet he still reminds us that our basic foundation is on grace.
然后当老约翰在写约翰福音的时候，那已经是那个第一世纪的末了。
And same when John wrote Gospel of John, it was already at the end of the first century.
对，在第一世纪的末了的时候，其实，在基督徒的当中已经有很多的混乱。
There were already a lot of confusion during that time among Christians.
呀，很多人也许看中了知识。
Many already is paying attention to knowledge.
也许又回到那种律法守宗教的一个光景。
Some are going back to keeping the law.
然后对恩典或者说应该说对救赎的解释呢，可能也有很多的甚至是异端的出现。
There are already heresy with regards to the doctrine of salvation.
所以当老约翰写约翰福音的时候，其实这个真的就像补课。
So when John in his old age wrote the Gospel of John, it is like giving them a remedial lesson.
或是说我们常形容他是一个补网的人，就是他是打一个渔夫嘛。
We said that he is one who is mending the net because originally he was a fisherman.
也就是在神的儿女当中，好像那个网子呢有很多的破洞。
You know, that net is already broken. There are already holes in it and he had to mend it.
所以他在那个时候呢，就好像做一个补网，好像就像我们今天讲补课的一个工作。
So in that age, he had to do the mending of the net, and like what we're saying, we need to take remedial lessons.
所以当他在那个约翰福音那个开宗明义开头的时候呢
，And so in the beginning of the Gospel of John,
他说我们的主是生命。
He said that our Lord is life.
是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
然后他在这边你刚读到的说，他强调的主呢，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And then he said, our Lord is full of grace and truth.
然后恩上加恩。
And then grace upon grace.
然后恩典和真理呢，都是从耶稣基督来的。
And we know that grace and truth come from Jesus.
所以他在帮弟兄姊妹补课。
So he's giving remedial lessons to brothers and sisters.
要回到那个充满恩典和真理的主的那个面前。
That we need to go back to the Lord who is full of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个所以在约翰的感觉里面，这个恩典实在是非常的宝贵。
So in John's heart, the grace is just so precious.
他好像觉得说，那个整个神好像用整个旧约的那个律法时代呢，跟那个恩典做一个对比。
And he used the comparison between the whole age of the law with grace.
所以当我们在律法底下的时候，我们是受那个定罪，受捆绑。
Under the law, we're condemned and we're in bondage.
对，我们只能够好像从一个宗教徒一样，在那边跟神是远离的。
We can only be one who is religious but far from God.
所以我们神好像用整个旧约的那个律法呢，来对比今天我们得到那个恩典的那个浩大跟宝贵。
And so John used the whole age of the law to compare with the greatness of grace.
有时候我们对恩典有一种误会。
Sometimes we have the misconception of grace.
我们觉得神不给我们什么呢？就是哎呀，这个神没有给我恩典。
Sometimes we feel that if the Lord does not give us what we want, then He's not gracious.
对，我听说有人真的做了这样的一个实验。
Somebody really made this experiment.
他说他呢每天呢就去邻居家，或者就是可能给他信封，就是每天放个100块钱。
So every day he gives an envelope with $100 to the neighbor.
就每天给。
He gives that every day.
那个邻居当然就你给我钱，我当然就理所当然就收了。
And the neighbor take it as a matter of fact. Well, you gave me $100, I receive it.
这给了一个月以后。
So after he gave for a month.
然后突然那有一天呢，他不给了。
And then one day he did not give anymore.
不给的那一天呢，那个邻居就气冲冲的跑来说：“你今天怎么没有给我钱？”
And that day when he did not give the neighbor came and was mad and like, why didn't you give me $100 today?
那这人就很无辜的，我本来就没有义务要给你钱，你为什么要生气呢？
And so the person said, I'm not obligated to give you $100. Why are you mad now?
所以弟兄姊妹。其实我们今天啊，受到神的恩典啊，通通都是加上。
We need to realize today when we receive grace, those are add-ons.
神不给我们任何的事情呢，他对我们一点的亏欠都没有。
If God does not give us anything, He does not owe us anything.
但只是有时候我们就觉得，哎呀，这神给我了，他理所当然要给我那个，给我这个，他不给我的话是他的亏欠。
But for us, the fact that God gives me this, we feel that He has to give me that and that, and that's how we feel that the Lord owes us.
对，不管怎么样，这是我们对主施恩的一个认识。我们的恩典是恩上加恩，是加给我们的。
We need to see that it's grace above upon grace.
那个在保罗写了13封的书信。
Paul wrote 13 letters.
在我真的去查了一下，他在每一封的书信，每一封书信前面都写了一句类似的话，他说愿恩惠平安归于你们。
And I read all 13 and he always start with may grace and peace be with you.
所以如果弟兄姊妹去看的话，什么罗马书、哥林多前书、哥林多后书，每一卷书信你只要在扫前面那几节的时候呢，他都提到说愿恩惠平安归于你们。
If you look at the letters, you will see something like the grace and peace be with you.
然后有些书信啊，不是每一个，有些书信它的结尾呢，它就写说，愿主的恩与你们同在。
And then at the end of the letter, in most of the letter, it will have the grace of the Lord be with you.
所以你就想说，如果有一个人哈，他在写一个从他心中发出的一个书信的时候，他前面都是这样子开头。
If you think a person, you know, writing this letter out of his heart, and he begins all his letters like that.
他说愿恩典要归于你们。
That grace be upon you.
然后到了结尾的时候，他说愿恩典与你们同在。
And then at the end says that the grace be with you.
所以我就想说，保罗的心中一定是。他对恩典的领会呢，跟得着呢，一定是非常非常的深刻。
And I feel that, then I feel that Paul, his knowledge and grasp of grace, that must be great.
所以他在给弟兄姊妹祝福跟他的那个心愿里面呢，总是盼望说，愿神的恩典或主的恩典呢，能够给你们与你们同在。
That's why in his blessing and his heart towards brothers and sisters is that the grace of the Lord be upon them and with them.
所以有些弟兄们他比较讲究，他说这个怜悯恩典好像不完全，好像有点差别。
Some brothers are more accurate. They want to differentiate between mercy and grace.
对，他们有的时候就分享说，哎，我今天碰到一个乞丐，对不对？所以我给他一些资助呢，我因为我失怜悯。
They said that when today I meet a beggar and I gave him some help, that is 您说怜悯，
对，怜悯，
that is mercy.
对，所以这个就是说，好像一个人他不应该得到这些东西呢，现在给他了，这个叫怜悯。
It says that if he does not deserve that, then and we give him, that's mercy.
然后就怜恩典的话，就好像我应该受到这些的刑罚或者受到这些的对待呢，现在免掉了。
While grace is like I deserve this kind of treatment, but I was excused from them.
我今天不这么讲究。
Today I'm not trying to differentiate this.
对，所以我讲到恩典的时候呢，里面总是带着怜悯的。
Today when I talk of grace, I always include mercy.
所以当保罗为什么他要这样子去写这些书信呢？
Now why does Paul want to write this?
所以保罗他过去他好像表面上是追求神的人。
We know in the past superficially Paul was pursuing God.
所以因着这个缘故呢，他更加的逼迫基督徒呢，甚至残害基督徒。
And because of that, he was persecuting and harming Christians.
那这个人值得主来救吗？
Now look at this. Is this person worth saving by the Lord?
所以主救了他。
But the Lord saved him.
所以当他蒙光照的时候呢，他完完全全发现说他过去走的路完全是怎么讲 against 就是对神反对的一条路。
And he realized that after he was enlightened, he realized the path he was really walking away against the Lord.
对，他根本就是神的仇敌。
He actually was an enemy of God.
但神救了他。
But the Lord saved him.
他不仅救了他，
And not only saved him,
给他呼召，叫他能够服侍神，做神的工。
But called him that he can minister to God and do God's work.
对，以前那个我们年长弟兄有可能有听过的话，就是有举过这样的一个例子。
Elder brothers have cited this example.
他说我们能够被神用呢，其实是神的恩典。
To be used by God is actually the grace of God.
对，是神抬高我们的身份呢，叫我们能够与神同工。
It's God raising our status that we can even work with Him.
所以当他去那个博物馆去参观的时候
，So when the brother went to the museum,
看到一个这个破破烂烂的一个碗
，And he saw this bowl that's really quite
cracked. 不是破烂了，就是普通的碗。
It's just a very ordinary bowl.
所以他那个碗有什么大不了的，要放在这个这么好好的这个空气保温箱里面去把它保存起来呢？这个碗怎么特别
？And it's like such an ordinary bowl. Why do we have to keep it under temperature control environment?
啊，原来康熙皇帝用过。
Oh, no wonder, because it was used by the Emperor Kangxi.
所以意思就是说一个这个器皿呢，某某如果给我们用的话，那当然就是完全不值钱了。
Well, if this bowl was used by us, then it probably is not worth much.
但是当它是被一个宇宙最尊贵的主来使用的时候呢，那是不一样。
But then if this vessel is used by the God of the universe, then that's different.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗对整件事情呢，他对神的恩典呢是真的有认识。
And so Paul really knows the grace of God.
主救了他这个大罪人。
The Lord saved him, who is the chief of sinners.
让他能够被主使用。
And then he was used by the Lord.
让他能够看见主的恩典，看见他主荣耀的计划。
And he sees God's grace and God's purpose.
所以他从第一卷书加拉太写。 说愿恩惠归于你们。
And so from the first book, Galatians, he said, may grace be upon you.
一直写到他快要殉道之前的提摩太后书的时候，还是说愿恩惠归于你们。
And right until before he was martyred, 2 Timothy, he still said the same thing, that grace be upon you.
然后在最后一卷书的最后面的时候呢，他就是写说愿恩惠平安就归于你们。
And then in the last verse of the last book, he says, may grace and peace be upon you.
所以他实在知道说他的一生从头到尾呢都是主的恩典。
And so from the beginning till the end, it's all the grace of God.
那个请看一下那个诗歌187。
Let's turn to the hymnary 187。
Amazing grace.
It's amazing grace.
惊人恩典。
啊，对，
对，对。所以这首诗歌呢，是基督徒当中呢最为人知道的一首诗歌。
This is a most well-known hymn among Christians.
对，所以我昨天看来看去的，也想不通为什么这个是最有名的一首诗歌。
And I don't really understand why this is the most well-known hymn.
但是我们知道说它的主题是惊人恩典。
But we know the theme of this hymn is amazing grace.
那这个作者呢叫 John Newton， 约翰牛顿。
The one who wrote this was John Newton.
对 ，John Newton 他七岁的时候母亲就去世了。
When he was seven, his mother passed away.
他妈妈是基督徒，父亲不是。
His mom was a Christian, but the dad is not.
所以在他年幼的时候呢，就趁七岁之前呢，他母亲已经把福音的种子呢种在他的心里面。
So before he was seven, the mother has already planted the seed of the gospel in him.
那他爸爸是船员还是船长之类的？
His father was a captain of a ship.
那但是反正他十一岁以后呢，就跟着爸爸出海。
And from 11 onwards, he sailed with his father.
我们地上有很多的职业哈，各个样的环境不一样。
We have different professions, and the environments are very different.
但是听说船员这个职业呢，他的生活是最腐烂的。
And in those
是最腐败当中的一种。
In those days, the life of sailors were very immoral.
对，抽烟、酗酒，这些不道德的事情，都样样都来。
They do all the activities that are not proper, like smoking, drinking, and all this stuff.
所以他从十几岁的时候，这些全部都学会了。
And so he learned all of this before 16.
对，就二十岁之前，对，青年学的时候就都会了。所以到了后来，连他爸爸都受不了，他放弃。
And even the dad couldn't stand him, and you know just.Turn away from him.
所以他用着他的这些专长，航海的专长呢，开始做起贩卖黑奴的事业。
And then he got into the slave trade.
那我看了那个记载是蛮残忍。
When I read the historical record, it was very cruel.
他到那个非洲去收购了许多的黑奴。
So he went to Africa to get all these slaves.
他的目的呢，就是这艘船呢，要载的越多的黑奴就越划算。
So it would be more profitable to stuff this ship with, you know, the more slaves, the better.
所以，在一个大概两尺多的一个高度的空间里面。
So in a space of 2 feet high.
他尽量把所有的黑奴呢，全部塞在那个下面那些空间里。
He would try to.Put as many bodies in there as possible.
从非洲回到他的家乡英国的这段路程当中。
Now this trip from Africa to England.
啊，这些黑奴呢没有办法转身，没有办法起来，没有办法去上厕所。
These slaves cannot turn, they cannot get up, they cannot go to the bathroom.
所以基本上每一趟旅程都要死四分之一到三分之一的黑奴。
So every trip, there will be a third or a fourth of these people who will die.
但他完全没有感觉，他说，我这是我的这个事业， 就是这样子去去做。
And he couldn't care less. It's his profession. He's just there to make money.
所以当他得救以后，信主以后呢，他写了这首诗歌。
And after he was saved, he wrote this hymn.
他说，主的惊人恩典呢，救了我这个无赖。
He said, "Amazing grace saved a wretch like me."
所以弟兄姊妹，他讲没有，他真的是个无赖。
He is a wretch.
过去失落，今天被主寻回了。
I once was lost, but now am found.
过去完全是瞎眼的，今天我看见了。
Was blind, but now I see.
这是我们弟兄他如何去经历主的恩典。
This is how our brother experienced grace.
他第二节的时候呢，是写他信主的那时候的经历。
And in the second verse, it talks about his experience when he believed.
第一句读的时候，我们可能看不懂。他说：“恩典教导我心畏惧。”
Maybe we don't understand, but it says, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear."
但是畏惧又除掉了。
And grace, my fears relieved.
那个时刻，我第一次相信的时候呢，那个恩典实在是何等的宝贵。
How precious did that grace appear in the hour I first believed?
所以基本上他是讲到他23岁信主的那年。
So he talked about when he was 23, that year when he believed.
对，主兴起了一个很大的风浪，让这个船，他所在的船几乎要被淹没。
The Lord caused a great wave that the ship that he was in was almost destroyed.
所以那一次呢，他真的是在一个畏惧的光景当中呢，在那边呼求主。
In that fearful moment, he cried out to God.
但主把他命救回来。
And the Lord saved him.
然后第三节是讲到他，OK， 第四节的第三句。
In the fourth verse, the third phrase there.
恩典就领我跋涉长途，能够经过他的一生。
The grace had brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人越感受主的恩典的大的时候呢，他就越发出一个声音说，这是 amazing grace.
When we realize how great is grace, then we can say it's amazing grace.
对，我们要看一下那个以弗所书第一章第六节。
Let's turn to Ephesians 1:6.
其实我不是要解释这些圣经，我只是告诉弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄们对恩典这件事情是很有负担的。
I'm not trying to explain this verse, but I want to show you that how big a burden our brother has with regard to having grace.
对，以弗所书第一章第六节开始到第八哈，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是用神诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
And so from verse 6 to 8, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.Wherein he hath abounded towards us all wisdom and prudence.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会看到，当保罗写的时候，他说他讲到荣耀的恩典，然后丰富的恩典。
So he talks about glory of grace, fullness of grace.
然后又说神要用各样的那个聪明智慧，那要充充足足把恩典赏给我们。
And he's going to use all wisdom and prudence so that we will abound in grace.
这是以弗所书。
This is in Ephesians.
然后我们再看另外一个地方是希伯来书第一章第三第二章第一到三。
And then Hebrews 2:1-3.
或者是说第二章第一节。
Hebrews 2:1.
我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
第三节念一句。
And then third verse.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
在圣经里面呢，他讲到恩典的时候呢，有一个方面就讲到神全备的救恩。
When he talked about grace, he talked about the complete salvation of God.
对，他不仅仅只是我们的罪蒙赦免，这已经很宝贵了。
Yes, it's very precious that our blood is cleansed, but that's not the only thing.
然后神巴不得要把各样属灵的福气呢，像恩典一样，这样加在那个神儿女的身上。
The Lord wants to give a spiritual blessing and give all the grace to us.
我们刚刚读到两处的地方啊，他的那个对象的属灵光景不一样。
We talked about, we mentioned two places and the spiritual conditions are different.
对，在以弗所弟兄姊妹，他们的光景是非常好的。
In Ephesians, the church there, the spiritual condition is very good.
对，他们爱主，为主劳苦。
They love the Lord, they labor for the Lord.
然后对他属灵的见识呢，也相当的成熟。
And they are very mature in their spiritual understanding.
所以保罗要把一个很高的启示呢，要传递给以弗所的弟兄姊妹。
And so Paul can give them a very high spiritual revelation.
所以在他那时候写的时候呢，他就想极力的想要启示弟兄姊妹说，神的恩典啊是荣耀的，是丰富的，是充充足足在那要赏给你们的。
And so he speaks of the glorious grace, the abundant fullness of the grace.
啊、但是在希伯来的书所写的对象呢是不一样。
And now the audience in Hebrew is a little different.
对，这些对象因着受到了逼迫。
Because these people here were persecuted.
呀，他们已经慢慢的想要退回到犹太教的那里去。
And they have the tendency to return back to Judaism.
然后就可能慢慢，想要离开这个真实的这个恩典。然后回到那个宗教的光景。
And so they seem to be leaving this grace and returning back to religion.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们碰到有些的弟兄姊妹开始软弱退后，你觉得你要怎么做呢？
If we meet brothers and sisters who are slipping away or turning back, what should we do?
对，有时候好难啊，就是当一个人冷淡退后的时候，我们也不晓得要用什么话去鼓励他，去坚固他。
Sometimes it's very difficult. We don't know what words to use for one who's growing cold and turning back.
然后希伯来的作者呢，就在这个书信里面写了许多劝勉的话，希望把这些软弱的弟兄姊妹能够再次扶持起来。
And so the author of Hebrew is trying to hold up these brothers and sisters and turn them around.
他第一个劝勉的话呢，就是要弟兄姊妹不要忘记这么大的救恩。
And so the first word of encouragement is do not forget this great grace.
所以给我们一个感觉，当一个人软弱退后的时候，可能他对那个恩典，或者说对那个救赎的救恩的那个认识呢，或者那个体会呢，已经慢慢的退去了。
So for one who's slipping away, probably his sense of that grace and that salvation is starting to wane.
所以他就提醒弟兄姊妹这个。如果你忽略忘记了或是把它看清的话呢，你不没有办法陶醉。
If you neglect or you look down or you forget this salvation,
所以他希望弟兄姊妹先恢复这个对救恩宝贵、对恩典浩大的这个认识作为恢复的根基。
So he wants to turn them around from thisas the foundation, the grace as the foundation.
所以这个恩典啊，是整个完备的救恩，是很大的。
So this grace is the complete salvation.
今天啊，这个世界上的人呢，也包含不少的基督徒呢，把对恩典的认识跟那个圣经讲的不太一样。
Today, people of the world and even some Christians, they do not present the grace, they do not understand the grace as the Bible reveals it.
但没有错，大家都很喜欢恩典。
No doubt, we all like grace.
但是他们喜欢的时候，他们想到恩典是一种属地的祝福。
But when we think about the grace, or when they think about the grace, they think of earthly type of blessing.
但圣经里面讲的是神所给的那个完备的、全备的救恩。
But the Bible, when it talks about grace, talks about the complete salvation.
我这次回国。就是探望家人。
So when I go back to Taiwan to visit family,
对我自从来美国之后就没有在农历新年 回去过国内，就台湾了。
I've never gone back during the Chinese New Year since I came to the U.S.
对对，那已经二十很多年了。
20 some years already.
所以这次就回去，然后在过年的时候我就看到一些的新闻。
And so when I went back during the Chinese New Year, I saw some news.
对，你们知道那个过年的时候最受欢迎的神是哪一位吗？
Do you know which God is the most welcome during the New Year?
财神。
It's the God of prosperity.
那个财神庙前面呢，过年一大早的时候，前面排了五六公里的人群。
So there was a line 6-7 kilometers before the temple of the God of prosperity.
只要一大清早一开门的时候呢，大家就赶快涌进这个财神庙里。
And the moment they open the temple door, people just right all want to get in first.
所以我也看不太懂，反正要烧香，要什么绕几圈，反正这样就这一年就非常的平安，有保障，所以财源滚滚。
There are rituals. They have to do incense or walk around, and then you will be blessed with prosperity the rest of the year.
对，有时候我们基督徒观念中的恩典也很像那个。
Sometimes for us Christians, we also have that kind of concept of grace.
所以当我父亲生病。
My dad was sick.
然后我第一天去看他的时候，那时候他还有力气写一点点字。
So the first day I went to see him, he still can write a few words.
他就写了几个字，他说急，很急的急。
And so he wrote urgent.
然后喝冷水。
And said want to drink cold water.
对，因为他那时候管子插在这个喉咙这边可能非常的干。
So with the tube on his throat, he was very thirsty and very dry.
但护士说你不可以喝水。
But the nurse said you cannot drink water.
然后又一点点那个棉花棒沾水呢，给他湿他的舌头。
You can only dip a cotton ball on water and then kind of wet his lips and tongue.
你知道那时候我想到什么吗
？Do you know what I thought about?
我想到那个财主跟拉撒路。
I thought about the rich man and Lazarus.
对，那当那个财主跟拉撒路都死了，进到阴间以后。
When both the rich man and Lazarus passed away and they were in Sheol,
我想在这例子里面，拉撒路是信主的，所以他在亚伯拉罕的怀里很安详。
And Lazarus is a believer, so he was in the bosom of Abraham.
然后，但是那个财主呢，在一个非常痛苦，好像火焰当中的那个情况。
But the rich man was in was in a very difficult situation, and there was heat and fire.
他就呼求说，拉撒路，你可不可以用手指头沾一点点水，给我凉凉，吃一下我的舌头啊
？And he said to Lazarus, "Can you dip your finger in water and wet my lips?"
我突然有个感觉，哇，在这个永远的审判里面，这恐怕就是永远审判里面当中的一个部分。
And we see maybe this is a part of that eternal judgment.
因为我看到肉身的苦的时候呢，已经觉得很难受了。
So when I see physical suffering, it's already beyond measure.
对，如果是永远的这样子受苦的话，我相信可能比这个更大。
But to
那真是我难以想象。
But to think about this being eternal, it's really beyond my thinking.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个世人的观念哈，就是说。孝顺就是要延长人的寿命。
So we know that the concept of filial, being filial as a son is to extend the life of your parents.
那另外一方面就是说，如果哎呀他痛苦的话，希望让他舒服一点，这样子能够这样子活着。
And if they're suffering, we will ease the pain and let them live long.
所以如果没有主的话，我们真的不晓得怎么做。你像活着也很苦。但是你不活着好像又不孝。
Without the Lord, we really do not know what to do because we see they're living and it's very difficult, but if we shorten their lives, it's not filial.
但是在信主的人的心中呢，对，在我的心中呢，我觉得我很清楚。
But for us who are believers, in my heart, it's very clear.
必须要信主。
You have to believe in the Lord Jesus.
免去那个永远的审判。
That's the only way we can avoid that eternal judgment.
那之后呢？求主怜悯，缩短在世上的这个受苦。
And then after that, to limit the suffering days in this earth.
所以不管怎么样，今天弟兄姊妹，我们好像比较不太讲什么周记啊，慈善事业，我们比较没有在讲这些。
Today we rarely speak on charity or helping people.
因为我们心中深深知道主所要的呢，是那个真正属天的恩典。
It's because we know that what the Lord focus on is that heavenly blessing.
在地上呢，得到这些只是短暂。会过去的，也是虚空的。
What you gain here is only very temporal, and it's actually in vain.
好，那个，当我这次在跟弟兄姊妹交通，就跟一些比较初信的交通奉献的时候
，When I was speaking to younger new believers about consecration，
那奉献单。有时候我们会用那个玛利亚，就是香膏抹主的那个例子呢，来讲到奉献。
Sometimes we use the example of Mary who broke that alabaster jar of fragrance to talk about consecration.
因为玛利亚的那瓶真拿达昂贵的真拿达香膏呢，是她心中是最宝贵的一件。
Because to Mary, that jar of nard is most precious to her.
但是有时候当我们在交通奉献这个时候的时候感觉讲不动
But sometimes it feels as if we cannot speak on really on a consecration
对我们好像心中觉得应该这样子但是就是给不出去啊
We know that this should be the case and yet we cannot give
这个东西我就是放不下
We cannot give up, we cannot lay down
所以我这个礼拜一直在思想这个事情
And so this week I have been thinking about this thing.
所以我突然有个感觉哈，对不起，昨天有些人听过，就是我发现呢，要有玛利亚的香膏之前呢，需要有那个有罪的女人的香膏。
So I realized that before we can have that nard of Mary, we need to have that nard of that sinful woman.
那个是在我不念啊，但是在路加福音第七章。
That other story is in Luke chapter 7.
对，有一次主到了西门家，他招待主耶稣吃饭。
One time the Lord went to the house of Simon.
对，西门好像对主也不怎么样，但礼貌上请他来吃饭的感觉。
There was a dinner there, and it seems that Simon just invited the Lord out of courtesy.
对，那但是那个有一个有罪的女人呢，一直在主旁边一直流泪。
But there was a sinful woman who was beside the Lord and who was in tears.
然后用香膏在膏主。
And then she put the nard on the Lord.
然后主耶稣就问西门一个问题。
And then the Lord asked Simon a question.
一个人欠五十两，一个人欠了五两。
For one who is in debt with 50 versus one who's in debt of with 5.
那这两个人呢，都无力偿还。
And both of them cannot pay the debt.
可是现在那个债主呢，对这两个人都勾销一笔勾销了。
But then, the one who lent them the money said, "Okay, all your debts are forgiven, both of you."
所以西门，请问哪一个人对那个债主的爱多呢
？And so Simon, which of them would love more?
所以大家都知道是那个多得恩免的人呢，对主的爱多。
Of course, we know the one who've gotten more grace would love more.
对，弟兄姊妹，如果我们略略的能够体会，我们欠主是欠千万金，一生没有办法偿还的话。
If we really know that we owe the Lord thousands and we can never repay Him,
我们可能就比较能够像那位有罪的女人，而不是像西门。
Then maybe we will be more like that sinful woman rather than be like Simon.
对西门来讲，我为什么要奉献呢
？To Simon, he feels, why do I have to consecrate myself.
但对那个有罪的女人来讲呢，主把我极大的亏欠呢，完全赎回去了。
But then for the woman, he's like, the Lord has forgiven my great debt.
对，对他来讲，如果他要献出玛利亚那个香膏的话，他就能够做得到。
And so for her to give the nard that Mary gave, she can do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我实在发现，一个对主恩典的领会呢，能够帮助我们度过一些属灵的关卡。
So really, really knowing the grace of the Lord can help us to go over spiritual hurdles.
对，我没有办法用很多的口水让弟兄姊妹就变得奉献。
I cannot with my mouth tell brothers and sisters and let you consecrate yourself.
对，除非这个人呢，他开始领受哇，主的那个恩典、主的赦免、主的怜悯。实在是非常的丰富和浩荡。
Unless you have experienced how great the grace, the mercy, and the forgiveness.
对，有时候我们初信的弟兄姊妹，他们会觉得，哎呀，波饼实在太长了，时间太长了。
Many new believers feel our breaking of bread is just too long.
对，住在这边不晓得在干什么，好像坐着没事干。
We don't know why we are sitting here. It seems like we're not doing much.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个也是我们对主的那个恩典的那个认识有关系的。
This is the same thing. It's related to our realization of the grace of God.
对，如果我们不觉得我们得的恩典是浩大的话，我们对主不会有太多的感情的。
If we do not see that the grace we receive is so great, we are not going to feel anything towards the Lord.
所以一个人要能够在波饼当中被主的爱浇灌，摸着这个纪念主的实际呢，这个人应该要认识主的恩典。
So for one, to really be filled with the love of the Lord and to touch Him, he has to be filled with God's grace.
每次波饼啊，我也觉得都很像补课。
For me, the breaking of the bread is also like a remedial class.
对，我们已经假设了，我们已经觉得我都知道主的恩典了，很大，那为什么还要波饼？
Maybe if you think, oh, of course, I know the grace is great. Why do we have to do this breaking of the bread?
对，我天天都记得主。
Because I remember him every day.
但主好像每个礼拜呢，借由波饼，叫我们再次补课，提醒说，主的恩典实在是非常的浩大。
But it is through every week the breaking of the bread. The Lord wants us to be reminded of how great His grace is.
所以我们下个礼拜的生活呢，还是能够活在这个恩典的根基上面。
And so that week, our life can be rooted in that grace.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候有的人是不能够原谅人。
Some people have a hard time forgiving others.
对对，不能赦免人。
They cannot forgive other people.
那马太福音十八章有一个事情，我也不念。
Matthew 18 said something. I'm not going to read it.
他说有一个人欠了千万金。
Somebody owed 1,000.
几乎要把他所有身家财产、儿女、妻子全部都卖掉来还了。
He has to sell everything in his house plus the wives and kids to be able to pay for the debt.
对，后来因为债主的怜悯。全部取消了。
But then with the grace of God, this debt was forgiven totally.
没有想到他碰到一个朋友只欠他是不是10两。
But then there was a friend who owed him like $10.
他就掐人家脖子说你要赶快还我10两。
And he was like holding on to this person and saying like, you have to pay me back.
对，他这个例子是说我们能够赦免人呢，是因为我们知道我们蒙了神极大的赦免。
And this example is trying to tell us that we can forgive because we have received such great forgiveness.
要不然有时候赦免一个人很难的。
It is true. It's very difficult to forgive other people.
所以为什么我们能够赦免人，是因为我知道我蒙了神的赦免。
But how can we forgive? It's because we have been forgiven ourselves.
我必须往下。
So I have to go on.
我们请看那个彼得前书第五章，
so,
5到6。
Turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第五章5到6节。
Five to six.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subjected one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time.
所以特别注意啊，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God gives grace to the humble.
然后再请看最后一处啊，哥林多后书十二章。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章七到九
7-9
可能先不念了、
We'll not read the English
用恐怕我因所得的启示甚大就过于自高所以有一根刺加在我肉体上就是撒旦的差役要攻击我免得我过于自高为这事我三次求过主叫这次离开我他对我说我的恩典够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱好叫基督的能力复辟我 OK 这个是保罗的一个经历
This is an experience of Paul
所以弟兄姊妹你会发现保罗身上有一个刺
You see that there is a thorn in Paul's flesh
照着我们人的观念哈什么是神的恩典呢
What is the grace?
啊，把我医治好啊
Of course, if he heals me, that's grace
把刺拿掉啊
He can take away that thorn
那我就不是有这个我不知道是什么刺就是他某一种病或者某一种情况叫他非常的难受
It's probably a sickness or something that makes his life very difficult
对，什么是神的恩典那应该是给我祝福把这个刺就让他治好医带过去了
What is grace? It should be something that can heal me of this difficulty and I will be without pain.
所以弟兄姊妹你知道保罗在这边他讲的恩典不是我们想的那种恩典。
And so the grace that Paul speaks of is not the grace we're thinking about.
但是他的的确确主告诉他说我的恩典是够你用的。
And yet the Lord truly said to him, my grace is sufficient for thee.
虽然有刺但是主的恩典大过那个刺。
Yes, there is the thorn, but the grace is greater than the thorn.
所以这个恩典到底是什么呢?
So what is this grace?
所以我们只能够这样体会，它是一个生命，是一个能力呢，叫我们这个人呢，度量能够被扩充。
Grace is life. It is this strength that we can be expanded.
所以在以前我讲过这个故事，听过再听一次。
I've said this story, and if you've heard it, we'll just bear with me.
对，在那个以前我听江弟兄提到一个弟兄的故事，然后我去查。
Brother Kong mentioned this story, and I went and researched on it.
这位英国的弟兄呢，他是开西聚会当中的一个讲员。
This brother was a speaker in the Catholic convention.
所以有一次有人问他哈，说你一生当中什么经文是你最喜欢的经节
？So he was asked, "What is your favorite verse in your life?"
他就很慎重的呢写下来，写了这段话呢，去回复那个问的人。
And so he was very serious. He wrote this passage and to answer that question.
所以他说啊。在圣经里面有很多的话其实都对我很有帮助
He said that there are many words in the Bible that help me very much
但就是刚刚的讲的这一段话呢对我人生当中有一个特别的意义
But this verse that we just read has special meaning to this brother
所以他有一次去度假的时候呢他的最小的应该是女儿他就是说 the youngest child 就是他最小的孩子呢被主接去了
When he was on vacation, his youngest child was received by the Lord.
对，他是某个教会的这个传道人。
He was a minister in a church.
对，当他回到他的那个聚会所在的地方，那天礼拜六呢，把他的孩子的尸体，把孩子就埋葬。
So when he returned to the place of ministry, they buried the daughter that Saturday.
然后他回到他的房间，突然一看。
When he went back to his room, all of a sudden, and he saw.
他们已经定好礼拜天的交通的题目是，你的恩典是够我用的。
They have already decided on the topic, and the topic is, my grace is sufficient for thee.
他说好，我现在也经过了很大的一个苦难，一个 trial, 一个 很大的苦难。那我想要跟弟兄姊妹交通，主的恩典是够我们用的。
And he said, well, I just had this great trial, and I'm going to share with brothers and sisters that your grace is sufficient for me.
但是他一直祷告，祷告了很久，他突然发现他不觉得主的恩典够他用。
He prayed for a long time, but he felt that the grace is not sufficient for him.
对，因为他心中非常的悲伤啊，非常忧伤。
Because there was such pain and sorrow in his heart.
他就一直祷告主说，主啊，求你把恩典够用的恩典赐给我，他这样一直祷告，祷告好久。
So he kept praying that Lord give me that grace that would be sufficient for me.
对，当他祷告一个情况的时候，他也不晓得怎么办。
And after praying for up to a point, he doesn't know what to do anymore.
那突然他抬起头来。
And then all of a sudden he raised his head.
发现墙壁上新钉上了一句经节。
He saw this new verse that's posted there on the wall.
对，没有想到是同一句经节。
And it's the same verse.
因为那个是他去度假之前几天呢，他母亲给他的。
Because that was actually a gift from his mother days before his vacation.
所以他度假之前呢，请他们的仆人要挂在墙上，就这样交代一下。
So before he left for vacation, he told the servants to put that thing up on the wall.
所以他回来很难过啊，根本没有注意这些的变化。
So with all that sorrow in him, he didn't really pay attention that there's that plaque there already.
但是他祷告一起来的时候，一看到那个your grace is sufficient to me or to thee.
And so after he prayed, he saw this, my grace is sufficient to thee.
然后那个is 那个是够用的那个是呢，那个颜色是不一样。
And that word is in a different color.
好像在那个时候呢，那句话就成了他应时的帮助，成了他的恩典。
And that word becomes his present help at that moment.
他突然完全的清楚说，主的恩典已经够我用了。
And then all of a sudden he realized the grace of the Lord is already.Enough for me.
对，不是 shall be， 也不是 maybe， 就是不是以后会够我用。
It is not shall be or will be. It's not, you know, in the future.
但他说那个时候，他突然主的那个力量呢，好像就进到他的心里面。
And the strength of the Lord entered into him.
也许他还是但是忧伤是一定会忧伤。
Yes, he's still sorrowful.
但里面的光景呢，就完全恢复了。
But the condition within is totally recovered.
他能够真的跟弟兄姊妹见证说，主的恩典是够他用。
And truly, he can testify to brothers and sisters that his grace is sufficient for him.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，就是有时候弟兄姊妹，特别是初信的，我们对主的信心好像稍微有点怀疑。
Sometimes brothers and sisters doubt the Lord, especially new believers.
对，我会交通说，其实我刚刚信主的时候也很怀疑。
And then I share that when I first believe, I also have this doubt.
然后那个时候呢，我总是去回想我当初怎么信主的。
And I always go back and think how I first believed.
对，我当初怎么心中的有个确定说啊，主是复活的，然后圣经是神所写的，里面的预言通通都应验的。
How I had that confirmation and sure that it's that the Lord is resurrected, that the Bible is inspired by God, and it's all true.
对，所以每次当我想的时候，我好像又重新又那个信心又坚固起来。
And when I look back to that, my faith is again kind of relieved.
然后时间在过去之后呢，哎，我发现我知道说有主答应了我一些祷告。
And then as I go on, I saw how the Lord answered my prayer.
对，也许他在这个事情或在那个情况里面，他给了我什么，供应我，然后 让我带过去这个环境。
You know how he answered my prayer in this circumstance, how he supplied me and how he got me through.
所以有时候我又有点这个软弱的时候，又回想数算过去神所给的恩典。
And so when I weak, I went back and count the blessings that the Lord has given me.
然后我好像又坚固了。
And then again, I was strengthened.
但这几年哈，我有一个比较不同的感觉。
But in this past few years, I have a different sense of this.
就我每次回想到主在我的身上他的那个真实的工作是在我这个人的身上。
When I think back and remember the real work of the Lord in me,
就是像刚刚讲的那个弟兄的经历。
Just like the experience of that brother that we shared about.
对，也许主他没有，也许没有再给他一个孩子，那个孩子他回不来了，又或者也没有给他再多一个孩子。
You know, the Lord like didn't give him an extra child, or the child cannot come back anymore.
可是他经历一个够用的恩典了，在他身上有一个奇妙的改变，奇妙的经历。
But he experienced this sufficient grace, and there's a amazing change from within.
对，凭着我的自己呢，我不可能能够越过这个悲伤。
You know, out of myself, I would not be able to overcome that sorrow.
但主现在在我里面做了一个恩典，一个奇妙的恩典呢。哎，我过去了，我的那个生命的度量增加了。
But through His grace, He has done something in me, and so I am expanded.
所以当我也许每次又不太行的时候
，So when I get a little, if there's some problem again,
对，然后我。但是我心中这是主怎么坚固我呢
？Then how does the Lord strengthen me？
我总是再次回想说，主在过去的日子当中，在我身上呢做一些人手不能做的事情。
Then I think of what the Lord has done. He has done man what man cannot do.
对这个事情我不可能安息的。
Now this thing is impossible for me to be at rest.
对这个环境我不可能喜乐的。
I cannot be joyful in this environment.
因为这个事情我不可能原谅。
This thing I can never forgive.
但是主在我身上做了。
But then the Lord did it in me.
所以我知道说主是真的。
And so I know the Lord is real.
主在我们身上是活的。
And the Lord is alive.
所以我就发现说我们对主的那个疑惑呢软弱好像就慢慢的减少。
And so that doubt and that weakness gradually fades away.
因为我们从心中深处真实知道说，他在我们生命当中是赐恩典的主，是做那个奇妙工作的主。
Because deep down in our heart, we know that He is one who gives grace, and He is the one who did wonderful and amazing things.
好，所以我觉得的的确确主的恩典扶持我们呢，能够走一生的道路。
So truly, His grace really hold us and led us all the way.
愿意我们对主的恩典越多的认识，我们在主里面就更加的坚固。
And the more we know of His grace, the firmer and surer we will be.
我们有个结束祷告。
Let's have a concluding prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
And Lord, we really thank you.
主啊，如果没有你的话，我们其实也不晓得我们这个人生在干什么。
Without you, we do not know what we're here living for.
短暂的，我们好像拿一些属地的祝福就过去了。
In the short frame of time, we just gain some earthly blessing and then we go.
但是我们感谢你把那个永远的福分，那个浩大的恩典赏给你的儿女。
But Lord, we thank you for giving us this eternal fullness of grace.
我们只能够从心里说，主啊，开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见你恩典的丰富。
Lord, open our eyes that we see the fullness of your grace.
好叫我们心中生发一个感谢 appreciation.
That we, in our heart, we have a deep appreciation.
你能够在许多的事情上面，主要一关一关的，主要用恩典带我们过去。
That one hurdle after another, you will lead us through with grace.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 请照这里。